The festive season isn't a happy time for everyone. For some, it can be lonely. It can be difficult. Sydney's Wayside Chapel is continuing to provide assistance over the summer period for people experiencing homelessness with meals and other support. The pastor and CEO of Wayside Chapel, John Owens, joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
And you had a big day yesterday, a big street party. How did that go?
Oh, I'm only just getting up now after yesterday. It was a beautiful day. The weather was perfect. You know, after the week we've had in Sydney where it's been 36 degrees and about 80 to 90% humidity, to have the 23 degrees and the cool breeze really enabled us to have a gathering of about 800 to nearly 1,000 people as we sat together. And I think if you see any of the pictures, you will see that it was so vibrant and full of life and full of colour and joy and celebration, which is, I think, exactly what everyone there needed. And I think more aptly is what Sydney needed to show everyone that our worst does not define us, but our best does. And yesterday, certainly, we were at our best.
Well, you also have a community service centre at Bondi Beach. I think you were there when the terrorist attack occurred. How do you reflect on that?
Look, I think those events really highlight the important message that many of the rabbis have since delivered, which is, you know, anti-Semitism or hatred of any one group threatens all of us. You know, this wasn't just, I don't think that it's possible anymore to have an isolated attack where there aren't more people affected. So we need to really look at ways we can cut out hate crime across any group or subsection. You know, when we were there at the time, it was, you could see that everyone was affected and everyone continues to be impacted as alongside the Jewish community. And so we do believe that days like Christmas Day yesterday help us begin the process of defining who we are. We won't let an act like what happened there, it will change us, but let us not let it define us. I think that's an important message for all of us moving into next year.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. We're with the Wayside Chapel CEO and Pastor John Owens. John, of course, a difficult year also for many, including because of cost of living pressures. Have you noticed flow-on effects at Wayside?
Yeah, I think the general sentiment is 2025 can get in the bin already, and that was before the events of last week. I think year on year, post-lockdown era, we were thinking, oh, life will get better, and it's gotten harder. And, you know, we are seeing the long-term effects of sustained cost of living pressures. We're seeing increased dependence on substances, gambling, alcohol, and that has an impact on women and children, as well as people who are involved in the use of them. So what we have seen is a steadying, and not I wouldn't say increasing numbers year on year. I would say an increasing intensity of what people are presenting with, and not only trauma, but also addictions and mental health struggles. You know, it's and then lack of care systems that can sustain treatment. You know, we often see people being released from facilities once they've been determined to no longer be at harm to themselves, but then they're not near well or stable. So, yeah, we've seen some increased complexities over the last year really start to, exacerbate some of the struggles that people are going through.
A busy year ahead. John Owens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara, and I wish everyone a happy new year, even though we're still 4 days away from it.